بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى خاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. This is the dua of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم on the 12th of the month of Ramadan. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم زيني فيه بالستر والعفاف. O Allah, ornament me and beautify me in this day with decency, set, and عفاف, with modesty and chastity. وَاسْتُرْنِي فِيهِ, and cover me, فيه, in this day, بِلِبَاسِ الْقُنُوعِ وَالْكَفَافِ, with the dress of قُنُوعِ, content, قَنَاعَةِ, content and كَفَاف. كَفَاف is subsistence, it's the minimum necessary to support our life. Protect me with this. وَحْمِلْنِي فِيهِ عَلَى الْعَدْلِ وَالْإِنصَافِ, and enable me to promote justice and fairness. وَآمِنِّي فِيهِ, and shield me in this day مِنْ كُلِّ مَا أَخَافِ, of everything that I fear. بِعِصْمَتِكَ يَا عِصْمَةَ الْخَائِفِينَ. One of the most important characters of a believer is dignity. A believer is a dignified person. A believer in God and His Prophet and the family of the Prophet does not sell himself or herself cheap. They value themselves. They see an important value for themselves. It's not about arrogance, no. Not about arrogance or pride. It's about dignity. It's about chastity and modesty. Their soul is honorable. You can see two types of people in the society. Some of them are cheap. They sell themselves cheap. Some of them are honorable. And we will come to the details of this. Sometimes iffah or afaf, ulama say the translation of it is al-kaffu an al-haram was-su'al min al-nas. Not to commit anything haram. If you respect yourself, if you value yourself, you do not lower yourself to commit something illegal, something evil, something bad. You stay away from the haram because you value yourself. You don't want to damage yourself. This is one. The second part of it, and not to ask people for help. Try not to ask, especially for yourself. Sometimes you ask for a cause, for a good cause, for your community, your masjid, your Islamic center, the school, the orphanage, the hospital, the street, the poor, it's good. This is very good. We are encouraged to ask people to donate, to help. But when it comes to yourself, try not to ask. Do your best not to ask for yourself. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a beautiful wisdom here. He says, when you put yourself in a position of need to others, when you put yourself in a position of need to others, you're going to be the slave of others. احتج إلى من شئت تكن أسيرا. When you need someone, when you put yourself in that position of needing someone, you become his asir, his slave, his captive. While if you don't want that person, you don't want him, you don't need his need. وَاسْتَغْنِ عَمَّنْ شِئْتْ. You do not lower yourself to ask him or her. تَكُنْ نَظِيرَةً. You become his counterpart. Today, someone with modest income can be the equal, the counterpart of someone who is multi-billionaire. How? Not that their wealth is equal. No, the wealth is not equal. But he has a high spirit, respect for himself. He does not lower himself to ask that billionaire. So he becomes his equal. You can talk to him with confidence when you don't need him. But when you need people, you start weakening yourself. You feel the weakness inside you. And then he says, وَأَحْسَنْ إِلَى مَنْ شِئْ. Do ihsan, تَكُنْ أَمِيرَةً. You become their prince when you do ihsan to them. Islam says, try to stay away from asking people. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you ask Allah, Allah is going to send people to help you. You don't have to go after people. Now, sometimes you need to ask. Definitely, it's not haram. But try to keep it to the minimum. To the very minimum. To the emergency stages. When it comes, it becomes really an emergency situation. And you need to survive. Your family needs to survive. Then there is no other solution. Ask Allah first. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen says, if you need to ask, don't go to anyone. Only go to the generous and honorable people. Don't go to the stingy and mean and cheap people. Some people are khasis. You know the meaning of khasis? Don't go and ask someone who's khasis, who's mean, who's cheap. Never ask him anything. Never ever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, some people who are poor, they are poor, they are in need. يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. They have no food to eat, but when you look at them, you think, you go under the impression that they are rich. Why? Because of their dignity. They don't ask. Someone, a stranger who doesn't know them very well, he thinks they are millionaires. Look at them. They don't ask, but they are not millionaires. They are broke, but they don't ask. يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ. يَحْسَبُهُمُ, meaning someone who does not know them very well, he thinks that they are rich. أَغْنِيَاء. أَغْنِيَاء, not because they have money in their pocket, because their heart is rich, and they are honorable and dignified. مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ, because of their modesty and their chastity. They have honor. They don't ask. This is how Islam teaches us. This is how we should be. Allah says, you have a value in the market. And your value is very big. When you keep asking people for help times after times, you devalue yourself. Your value drops down. And don't do this to yourself. Don't hurt yourself. You have something called honor. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We have bestowed honor on you. The story of someone who was Abid. Abid, he was a monk who used to lock down himself in a monastery or a temple, and he would do nothing but worship. And God would send him food. Every single day there is someone who knocks at his door, bringing him food, one of the neighbors in the village, while he was only worshiping. One day, food did not arrive. He was abid, but he did not have dignity. Some people, they worship, but they don't have dignity. Some people, they pray and fast, but they don't have dignity. The result of these prayers and fasting is to nurture and develop your dignity, your honor, your respect, your value. So he was hungry. He decided to leave his monastery and go into the village and knock at the doors asking for food. So he went there. People opened the door for him. They looked at him. He's the abbot who works in this temple, nearby temple. He deserves food. So they gave him, as a charity, some food. When he took the food, maybe it was a bread, something like that, a dog in the neighborhood chased him. He was barking at him. Apparently the dog was hungry. So he gave him a piece of that bread. Again, the dog chased him. He gave him the second piece, the third piece, until the whole bread, the whole loaf finished. He could not eat it. And then the abbot turned into the dog. He told him, "You are very rude. You didn't allow me to eat. I'm hungry." Allah made the dog speak with a miracle. The dog said to him, "I am not rude. You are rude. Because I work for my owner for so many years. Sometimes days and nights pass by and I have no food, but I don't leave my owner and I don't go to another person asking for food. I stay loyal to my owner. God sustained you and helped you for 70 years. You find food at your doorstep every single day. One day God tried to test you. Imtihan. You did not stay loyal to God. You left your monastery, you knocked at people's door asking for food. It is not me who is rude, it is you." Sometimes we go through tough times. It's imtihan. You should not lose your dignity. If some day you don't have food, you don't have rent, you don't have clothing, you don't have income, you should not sell yourself. Be patient. Be patient. Do not lower yourself. يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. Maybe this is one of the best verses in the Holy Quran that teaches us to respect ourselves, to have self-respect and self-value. Not to go and ask. Recently, I was in Iran and I took a trip to Tabriz for the first time in my life. I saw something very, very, very amazing in the city of Tabriz. Very amazing, that I did not see in the 88 countries that I have visited so far in the world. I haven't seen such a scene that I saw in Tabriz. I went to the old town, to the old market, to all the old mosques. Some of them go back to 1,000 years old. Some of the mosques in Tabriz. I never saw a single beggar in the city. Not a single one. You can see them everywhere. You can see them in Medina, in Mecca, in Najaf, in Karbala, in Qom, in Cairo, in Cairo, sometimes you can't walk in the street. You know, if you are a stranger, you can't walk. They surround you. I did not see in Tabriz. Amazing. All people are rich? No, not all people are rich. Not all people are rich. But all people are rich spiritually. Their heart is rich. So I asked some people, why? What is happening? Why this city is different from all other cities? They said because of the Muhsineen, benevolent people, they got together. They said we would not allow for any beggar to ask people. It would hurt our dignity and our pride and our honor. So we would collect money for them. If there is someone who's in need, we will take care of them and their families. We will feed them. We will pay the rents until they find a job. This is why you don't find a beggar. This is an Islamic society, my friends. This is a Quranic society. When the rich, they have feelings, true compassion, true mercy, towards their community members. They don't allow them to go and lower themselves and stretch their hand to this and that and say, oh, I need food, I need money, I need clothing. It's unacceptable. And this is exactly why we fast. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, one of the main wisdoms behind fasting, so the ghani, the rich person, would feel the hunger. And then he would know how the poor people are feeling and suffering. So he can sympathize with them. He can provide them. When you become hungry, you know how people are suffering. This is an Islamic society. That to provide the rich, provide for the poor. They don't allow people with dignity to go into the streets stretching their hands. This is iffah. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَإِذَا احْتَجْتَ إِلَى السُّؤَالِ, if worse come to worse, keep this dancing away, please. Keep it. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. وَإِذَا احْتَجْتَ إِلَى السُّؤَالِ فَاسْأَلِ الْكُرَمَاءِ, if worse come to worse, and you really need, you're in state of emergency, then go to the honorable people, kurama. Don't go to the chief. ذَوِ الْأُصُولِ الثَّابِتَةِ, those who have good roots, good family roots, noble family roots, مِنْ أَهْلِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَالْإِيثَارِ وَالشَّفَقَةِ, those who have rahmah, mercy, ithar, sacrifice, and shafaqah, compassion. Go to them. They would not let you down. But don't go to the chief. Don't go to a cheap person. Never ask them. This is one type of iffah. The other meaning of iffah and afaf is iffatul kalam wal nadar wal batni wal farj. The self-control of your speech, of what you say, to have self-control over yourself. Not to say anything. Not to hurt people. Be very wise when you speak. And iffatul nadar, not to look at anything that passes by you, or on television, or in the streets, or in the marketplace. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِ. We are not free in looking at anything left and right. No. Who said you are free? The Prophet ﷺ says, غُضُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ تَرَوْنَ الْعَجَائِبِ. When you are able to reach this state of controlling your vision, not looking at what your soul tells you to look at, that your desires tells you to look at, when you have control, you're going to see the mysteries of this universe. وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah showed Ibrahim mysteries that others did not see. Why? Why Ibrahim? Because Ibrahim had self-control over his desires. This is the second. The third, wa'iffatul batn. When it comes to food, also you have to have self-control. Not any food is halal. Not any food that they put right in front of you, you must eat. Not any amount of food that you find, you must eat. Some people, when they see food, they forget about themselves. They go crazy. Left and right, mashallah, left and right, and they put inside, inside, and then they get sick. Protect yourself, have mercy on yourself, your health. Food sometimes, food is necessary, but the extra food becomes a poison. كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِ. Allah says no excessiveness in food. Believe me, if we all eat with moderation, all those doctors and hospitals, they shut down. Believe me. But because people forget them, especially the American people. The level of obesity in this country is unparalleled with any other country. The level of obesity. Teach your children, teach yourself that food is available. I have to have mercy to myself. Food is available. Eat what is necessary. Above that, it's going to hurt you. It's going to backfire on you and your health. So this is iffatul bat. Wa iffatul farj, also self-control over the private parts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to men and women who cannot afford getting married. He says, because either they don't have money, either they can't find the right partner. He says, وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. You don't have a partner, but you have urge. You should be wise with your urges. You should be responsible, because you're going to be asked about what you do, about all these relationships. We're going to be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to be careful not to lose yourself, not to lose your honor and your value and your respect. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, مَا عُبِدَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِشَيْءٍ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ عِفَّةِ بَطْنٍ وَفَرْجٍ. The best way to worship your Lord is through two things. The self-control of your stomach, your bottom, your tummy, your food, and the private parts. You get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these things are difficult. As I said, some people when they see food, they lose their honor, they lose their respect. And some of them are rich. Some people are rich, but when you put the food right in front of him, he collapses. It's a test. Someone said to the Prophet, I'm not going to come to Tabuk. There was the military expedition of Tabuk, north of Medina, on the border with the Roman Empire. At that time, the Romans were gathering to attack the Muslims. So the Prophet said, we must take our troops north to defend our state, our country. One of them in Medina, he was a hypocrite. He was looking for an excuse not to go. He said to the Prophet, Ya Rasulallah, you know I am fond of women. And the Roman women are very blonde, beautiful. So if I see them, I'm going to lose myself. And you don't want me to lose myself. He tells the Prophet, do you want me to lose myself? Of course you don't want me to lose myself. Allah says in Surah At-Tawbah, his story is mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ اْذَنِّي وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي أَلَا فِي الْفِتْنَةِ سَقَطُوا وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِ. This hypocrite comes to you and tells you that if he goes to fight and he looks at the women, he's going to lose himself. He's already losing himself now before he comes with you. He has no faith, he's a hypocrite. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, al-afafu zinatun nisa. Afaf, modesty and chastity, is the ornament, the beautification of women. Almost every single woman on earth today, they try to make themselves beautiful. Believe me. If someone tells you otherwise, he's not telling you the truth. From the most righteous and pious, they want to look beautiful in the eyes of their husbands, up to other women who wants to be beautiful for others. This is why all businesses in America and Europe goes down except one business. Plastic surgery, alhamdulillah, always going up. It has good customers, always. This is a hot. I know many doctors who had other specialists, cardiologists and others, they shift that to plastic surgery. I tell him, why doctor? You are a cardiologist, work on the heart. He says, yes, working on the heart does not bring me money, but working on something else brings me money. So leave me alone, don't tell me, don't teach me. Plastic surgery, why plastic surgery? Some of them, if you look at the face, subhanallah, every part of the face has been reconstructed and rebuilt again. Why she wants to be attractive. The Prophet said, if you want to be really attractive, it's not through plastic surgery. It is through modesty. Modesty, iffah, chastity, self-control, controlling your desire. This gives you value. This is the real attraction. This is the real beauty. Women are not meant to be a commodity, a piece of object in the market, or a toys for men to enjoy. Women's, they nurture people, they nurture children. Women, they create a generation, healthy, strong, powerful generation of young ones who can serve their nations and their communities and their societies. Al-ummu madrasatun ila a'adatta. The mother is a school, is a whole school, whole academy, where people are nurtured there. If you are good, and all of you are good, do you know why? Because you had good mothers. Your good mothers made you good. And the guy, Umar Mateen, who killed 49 people the other day, I think he has a problem in his family. Definitely has a problem. Definitely. If you go and investigate, going into his family, he has a problem, fundamental problem with his parents, in his family. So mothers should not be taken away by what is happening around them. Remain true to your principle. Allah wants you to be the nurturer of your family, the educator, the protector, through your modesty, through your chastity. If mothers do not keep their chastity, they should not expect their daughters tomorrow to be chaste and modest and have self-control. چی حسنی باباش میره چی میگن؟ ها؟ یه مسئله هست. خب مسئله شاید خودتون میدونید. People follow their parents. People look at their parents. A daughter looks at her mother. A son looks at his father. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al-afafu zinatun nisa." Zinatun nisa. It is good that women, they beautify themselves, but for their husbands, not for the strangers. Believe me, there are some women in the society, she doesn't care about her husband. Her husband is the last one to know about her. All her beautification is for others. The makeup, the, you know, everything from up to down for others. This is why human values are going down. The same thing for some men, he doesn't care about his family, but he cares about strangers. We have to change these perceptions. وَاسْتُرْنِي فِيهِ بِلِبَاسِ الْقُنُوعِ وَالْكَفَافِ The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Sturni, shield me, protect me with the clothing of قُنُوعِ أَنَاعَ Content, content, inner content, inner satisfaction. أَنَاعَ is the opposite of tama. Tama is the greed. Someone who is greedy would not have a peaceful life. Always he's busy with something. Always his soul cannot find stability. Always thinking of making more and more and more and more. It is good to be hardworking. I just mentioned this last night. We must be hardworking people. We must take life serious. We must go to work early. We must put our trust in God. But at the same time, you have family, you have children, they need you. If you are a father, if you are a mother, your children, they need you. They need your attention. They need your love. They need your time. They need you to speak to them, to counsel them, to encourage them. You have parents, you have community, you have family members. Only work, 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 neglecting the family is going to end up in a disaster. You're going to lose your children. Yes, leave some time, definitely, for your work, for your earning, definitely, no doubt about it. But leave another times for your family, for yourself, for your parents, for your community, to volunteer for others. And then you can find peace. When you are content, nothing can bring you peace, my friends, in this life. Nothing like content, qana'a. Al-qana'atu kanzun la yafna. The hadith says qana'a is a treasure trove which is endless, does not end. سلمان المحمدي, سلمان الفارسي رضوان الله تعالى عليه, he was the governor of Madain during the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Madain is not far from Kufa. Madain is outside Baghdad. Imam Ali sent him to be the governor. People were waiting for Salman to arrive, his caravan, his motorcade, his bodyguards. Only one person came. Salman, where is your bodyguard? Where? He said, I don't have bodyguard. Allah is my bodyguard. Where is your furniture? Where is he? He said, no. Only, he has kif, you know, basket carrying his belongings. One day there was a fire in Madain, huge fire. People were desperate to get their belonging, to save their properties, their homes. There was a commotion, people shouting, yelling. Salman was sitting in the corner smiling because he had nothing to worry about. No furniture, no property. And he would say, Faz al-mukhifun, Faz al-mukhifun. Those who have light belongings. Have you seen yourself when you move from one house into another house? On that day you discover how much furniture you have, how much clothing you have that you are not even using them. How much shoes you have, you stored, you are not using them. Others, they don't have this. They can move in one day, in 1 hour. Faz al-mukhifun, very light. We keep storing and storing and storing things that we don't use. Neither we share them, nor we give them. This is a greed. Enjoy wearing, enjoy eating, but be modest. Share the rest with others. Faz al-mukhifun. One day we're going to leave. They're going to come and look at our room, our clothes. Wow, this is how much he left. This guy is one person. Look at what he left. You need to use these for your akhirah. Give them to others. This is the month of Ramadan, the month of sharing. If you are not using any item, give it. Give it to those who are in need. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير وعجل اللهم في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد